A staggering 10 million Americans lost their jobs as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take hold of everyday life across the globe. But there is a silver lining for those seeking financial aid in these times. To speak more about the benefits for the unemployed, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Michael Burnick, the employment attorney and the former director of the California Labor Department. Michael, thank you for your valuable time on this Sunday.
Thank you.
It's kind of confusing. Why don't we start? How is the unemployment insurance different now for independent contractors this time around?
Yes. Traditionally, we've had a very sharp line in California between employees who are able to, W-2 employees who are able to collect unemployment insurance, and independent contractors or 1099s who are not. Now, under the federal stimulus, the CARES Act, for the first time, independent contractors are able to apply for unemployment insurance.
Wow. Now, I understand there's also...
Yes, it is a big change. We've had, during the disasters, we opened up UI to independent contractors, but this is the first time it's opened up more broadly across the state.
Now, are there going to be loans available? I've heard that, but I'm not sure exactly what that's going to break out, how that breaks down.
Yes, for independent contractors or gig economy workers, there are really two forms of assistance. One is, again, the ability now to apply for unemployment insurance. The other is the stimulus included the $349 billion payroll protection program, and it's aimed at businesses to be able to retain employees to cover payroll costs over an 8-week period. But it's also open, and this is important, open to sole proprietors and independent contractors to allow them to cover their expenses over this 8-week period.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you can answer this question, Michael, but I've heard that there's a delay. Things are not as moving as smoothly and as rapidly as I'm sure some of the unemployed would like it to, but I heard there's some hang-ups.
Well, there is, in terms of unemployment insurance. Let me say first, the system, Curtis, for really through early March, was receiving about 42,000 initial claims per week. That jumped to 180,000 the second week in March, and the past week that jumped to over 800,000. So you can see the scale of the increase, and the system is scrambling. I know EDD is adding people, doing everything possible, working 24/7. The advice I would give is don't go to the ED offices. They're closed, actually. Don't try to phone. Go online. That's the best approach, really the only approach. And sometimes, we require patience and frustration and all the other things, but that's the way to do it.
Yeah. We're looking at it as immediate right now, a relief. But should this go on, the pandemic, is there anything kind of working in the back room that may come forward if we have to rely on more on getting loans and money from the government?
Well, the Paycheck Protection Program, this $349 billion, goes through June 30th. And it's really an attempt, not so much as a stimulus, as sort of trying to stabilize and prevent further business closures and further layoffs. I think already there's a lot of thought being given what might be sort of the second episode of the stimulus, to actually open up the economy and try to get things going after that. So I suspect, or would expect, that this is not, this first stimulus is really a stabilization effort. In terms of growth, we're looking at a follow-up initiative.
And as you said, probably the best resource for anybody who has questions or would like to apply is the internet.
It is. As I say, EDD offices are closed, and getting through on the phone system is going to be very difficult, given that we've gone from 41,000 new claims per week to over 800,000. So it's a matter of the internet is really the way to do it, and again, patience.
All right.
Even though it's very, very frustrating, I know.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Michael Burnick is an employment attorney. He is the former director of the California Labor Department.